Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
The proper use within a culture, i.e. Western. One, an artist may construct a work. Two, a work may be fabricated. Three, a work need not be built. A reasonable assumption is that each being equal and consistent with the intent of an artist, the decision
Do
as
the
to condition rests
function
with the needs of the receiver upon
culturally
the
rather like
of the receivership.
Fragments. Mm-hmm. They function within their own context of language as a material, as sentence fragments, but they do not function as fragments. They function within a cohesive whole, which we call contemporary culture.
Der amerikanische Künstler Lawrence Wiener, 1980 mit Bill Furlong auf einer Tonbandkassette der britischen Edition Audio Arts. Lawrence Wiener, 1942 in New York geboren, ist seit den 60er Jahren eine herausragende Figur der Konzeptkunst und damit eines veränderten Kunst- und Skulpturbegriffes. In der vergangenen Woche bestritt Lawrence Wiener gemeinsam mit Ned Sublett die Eröffnungsperformance der Wiener Ausstellung Crossings – Kunst zum Hören und Sehen. Es war die erste Live-Performance von Lawrence Wiener außerhalb eines Rundfunkstudios. In den letzten Jahren haben Lawrence Wiener und Ned Sublett gemeinsam mit anderen Musikern CDs produziert. Music by Ned Sublett, Lyrics wie bei dem folgenden von Kim Weston gesungenen Lied von Lawrence Wiener. Die Lyrics sind zugleich einer der bekanntesten Künstlertexte der Konzeptkunst.
It's me. Construct the work. The work may be fabricated. The work need not be built. Each being equal and consistent with the intent of the art. The decision as to condition rest with the receiver. Upon the occasion of receivership. Upon the occasion of receivership.
Der Künstler kann die Arbeit machen. Die Arbeit kann von einer anderen Person hergestellt werden. Die Arbeit muss nicht realisiert werden. Jede dieser Möglichkeiten ist gleichwertig und entspricht der Intention des Künstlers. Die Entscheidung über den Zustand liegt beim Empfänger nach der Übernahme.
The word need not be built. The word.
Kim Weston sang zur Musik von Ned Sablett ein historisches Statement zur Kunst von Lawrence Wiener aus dem Jahre 1967 oder 68. Im heutigen Kunstradio hören Sie Ausschnitte aus Interviews mit Lawrence Wiener und aus zum Teil sehr frühen Sound- und Radioarbeiten des Künstlers.
It was the times. There was a time when the art had reached a stagnation point, and the only way for a generation to present itself was to pull themselves together and decide that their aspirations were not the aspirations of the gallery system that existed, nor the museum system, but that the work was interesting. And by some luck and by some force, we began to organize exhibitions. Seth Siegelau began to organize exhibitions with us, and we began to invite other artists who were all totally different, but the direction was the same. They were people who believed that the inhalt, the content of the work was what counted.
Wiener erzählt von einer Periode der Stagnation in der Kunst der 60er Jahre. Das Einzige, was klar war, war, dass das Galerie- und Museumssystem nichts mit dem zu tun hatte, was die jungen Künstler damals wollten. Diese Künstler begannen zusammen mit Seth Siglob Ausstellungen zu machen. Diese Künstler arbeiteten sehr unterschiedlich, aber sie alle glaubten daran, dass der Inhalt das war, was zählte.
E, G, B, D, F, F, A, C, E.
Mi, sol, si, re, fa, fa, la, do, mi.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
A, B, C, D. A, F, G. La, Si, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol.
For that which had it done. E, G, B, D, F. F, A, C, E.
Mi, sol, si, re, fa, fa, la, do, mi.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. La, Si, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol.
Having been done at, having been done to, having rolled before incarceration, being rolled during incarceration, rolling after incarceration, having shown before mutilation, being dulled during mutilation, dulled after mutilation, mobile before relegation, moving during relegation, stationary after relegation, having spread before binding, spreading during binding, standing after binding. E, G, B, D, F, F, A, C, E.
Sol,
Das war ein Ausschnitt aus der Tonbandkassette Having Been Done At, Having Been Done To von Lawrence Wiener aus dem Jahre 1973, entstanden in Rom.
I showed my first show in New York. Well, my first show in California was in 1960. And I made holes in the ground in California. I blew craters. I thought that I was making each.
Wieners erste Ausstellung in Kalifornien fand 1960 statt. Sie bestand aus Kratern in der Erde. Zurück in New York widmete er sich, vom Kunstbetrieb frustriert, der Malerei für und mit Kindern. Dann kam eine Ausstellung mit Bildern in unterschiedlichsten Formen und Größen, die alle gleich viel kosteten. Sie alle beschäftigten sich mit dem, was damals selbst in den USA noch vorhanden war, nämlich mit dem Testbild des Fernsehens.
I began to re-enter the art world as typical artist. And I had a show in 1964 of a series of paintings with Seth Siegler on 56th Street. They were all different sizes, all different shapes, but all the same price. And they were all about the image on the television at night when it was off, which is the test pattern. And there were different materials. There were some three-dimensional. In 65, I had another show of the same kind of paintings.
1967-68 kam der Punkt, an dem Lawrence Wiener feststellte, dass er eigentlich mehr ein Bildhauer als ein Maler war.
Slowly but slowly, I realized that my problem was that the paintings were functioning, but they were not going anyplace. And I was really a sculptor. I was much more involved in different materials than just paint.
Und dann die Erkenntnis, die Ausführung eines Bildes, einer Skulptur, ist gut und schön, aber im Grunde genügt die Sprache.
And then it just sort of moved on to where it is, where it became obvious that the building the piece was okay, but the language was sufficient.
Die Arbeit besteht aus Sprache plus dem Material, auf das sie sich bezieht.
Well, I always list the materials of the work as language plus the materials referred to, because that's what it is. When you see a glass of beer, you think in your head, glass beer. And to use that is sufficient for me, because it's a universal. It doesn't matter to me if the wood is Japanese wood or German wood, unless it does matter, and then I'm quite specific in the language. And everyone, it's most of the pieces that I've been doing for the last 15 years, everyone knows what the material looks and feels like. They're not exotic materials. So the work is language plus the materials referred to. Sometimes found.
In relation to quantity, regardless of quality.
Then in the context of justifiability.
Nothing to lose.
In relation to quantity.
Is it really a question of
gains and losses? Put within
the material relationship.
What then is the viability?
Having been,
what is the viability?
Is there a justification
nothing
for the mass?
Nothing to lose. Does one collect in relation to pool and place?
One object.
To appear as
it depends
on nothing to lose,
and
within the context of effectiveness.
They seem to want that.
Needs some flowing.
This one,
needs flowing.
She wasn't as bad as could be expected.
It's not really a matter of
flowing.
It's more a matter of
if you contain things, what then is left? If you contain things, what then is right?
In a material,
good manners, good food.
With
the
relation to
an apple is called an apple because the named apple is written down inside
one
apple.
Is that associated with
the
materials
that are
the in relation to an increase in quantity regardless of quality?
In betrekking tot kwantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit.
Often found
nothing.
Within the
did
context
you really come to Amsterdam to make nothing?
Vaguely, often found within the context of effective
to large.
As much as you can
within
the context of
large. All from large
from major to minor, from minor to major, from small to large,
from
klein to groot,
in relation to
a
minor
quantity regardless of quality.
Nothing.
In betrekking tot een toenemend gain, quantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit.
From
small within the context of effective
to
minor,
in
the context of the
stelt
as
all in relation to
body of
matter,
in betrekking tot
words
and plaats,
sometimes
found, centrum and plaats, within the context of effectiveness,
to mark
in the context of the
having had to do with.
Not having a reasonable relationship.
If only within a material, it becomes really a question of show and tell.
Indien binnen een materiële verhouding.
All about the body of matter.
Allemaal over een stuk materie.
within the context of gains
and losses. Does one collect when one passes go?
In the context from
it depends on the price within of the context of gains and losses.
They seem
within
to want
context
that.
From winst and
this one, having been all placed, she wasn't as bad as could be expected.
Nothing all to lose.
The
and
journey
and
is from here to there.
With the relation to gains and
if you contain things, what then is less? If you contain things, what then is right? Good manners ruin good food.
Having to
an apple is gold.
A man can have
nothing to lose.
The man had it's written down inside the head.
Nothing to lose if you want.
Niets aan verloren is. Zetten en plaatsen.
An apple is called an apple.
Because the name apple is written down
not having to do with
depreciation.
Niet te maken hebben met waardevermindering.
Opgetild.
Lowered.
Neergelaten.
Put.
Gezet.
And
value. And
placed.
Geplaatst.
Not having to do with depreciation.
Music is a material. And I'm not a I've studied music, but I'm not a professional musician. And when I make a movie, I want a professional camera person. So I work with musicians. I also learn a lot from musicians. And hopefully they learn something from me or else they wouldn't work, because we're not talking about pop star money. We're talking about normal kind of working. And I've had very good luck working with musicians. I've learned a lot from Richard Landry. I've learned a lot from Peter Gordon. I've learned a lot from all of the musicians I've worked with. And music is a material.
Lawrence Wiener hat immer wieder mit Musikern zusammengearbeitet, denn nicht nur Sprache ist für ihn ein Material, sondern auch Musik ist Material.
It's funny because most people in the museum structure will accept sound as a sculptural material. They accept light as a sculptural material. But they won't accept language as a sculptural material. It's odd. The same people who will say, well, I'll accept your work, but why do you work with music? Will accept a sound sculpture as a material from somebody. But they won't accept language as a sculpture.
Musik ist ein Material und es ist seltsam, aber innerhalb des Kunstbetriebes wird zwar Sound als Material für Skulpturen anerkannt, Sprache aber nicht. Und die gleichen Leute, die irgendeine andere Skulptur akzeptieren, fragen, warum verwendest du Musik, erzählt Lawrence Wiener 1986. Und 1998 sagt der Künstler,
Music is a material. It's a static, objectified Lochenzeit. It exists. That makes it a material that we have to relate to.
Musik ist Material. Musik ist ein statisches, objektiviertes Loch in der Zeit, Loch zur Zeit.
Music is something else. People don't quite know what to do with it. Music is the ambient sound of your life, which we've learned from Charles Ives, which we've learned from John Cage. And at the same time, it's a determined thing that other human beings are producing to help set the tone for what's presented to them.
Musik hat mit dem Rhythmus unserer Zeit zu tun. Künstler gehen mit oder gegen diesen Rhythmus.
Music is about the rhythm of your time. And the rhythm of your time changes, whether you want it to or not. And your obligation as an artist is to either go against that rhythm or go with that rhythm. But not to say that the rhythm that you're moving to must be and can be the only rhythm. That's the logic of it. The logic is that you as well are changing.
1982 zum Beispiel ging Lawrence Wiener so sehr mit dem Rhythmus seiner Zeit, dass eine Single von ihm in die japanische Hitparade gelangte. Thank you.
I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours, and I'll show you mine. I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours, and I'll show you mine. It's not a matter of whether or. Show me your number or shut up your face. I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Implication of previous aesthetics consumes present resources to the extent that as the needs and desires of a present aesthetic make themselves felt, the resources have been exhausted.
I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. Not a matter of whether or. Show me your number or shut up your face. I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. I've got a case of deutsche Angst. Show me yours and I'll show you mine. It's not a matter of whether or. Show me your number or shut up your face. I've got a case of deutsche Angst.
Deutsche Angst, eine Arbeit, die Lawrence Wiener gemeinsam mit Peter Gordon für eine Single gemacht hat, die schließlich in die japanische Hitparade gelangte. Schon Anfang der 70er Jahre begann Lawrence Wiener, wie viele andere bildende Künstler, für das Radio zu arbeiten. Damals gab es in New York einen Sender mit einer von einem Künstler geleiteten Sendung für Radiokunst.
Wir hatten eine sehr gute Situation at one point in the 60s and the 70s. James Unland, an artist, had a program on WBAI. And from that program, lots of artists, myself, Vito Conchi, Robert Barry, were all able to use sound and present it out into the thing. I have only one anecdote where I did a thing called Need to Know, which was the experimental theater of the air, which was an hour and a half on WBAI. An enormous quantity of people heard it. And a lot of people I met heard it in the middle of the afternoon in taxi cabs, because taxi drivers were listening to it, and they'd say, oh, I know that, but what is that? And they'd say, I don't know, but it's sort of interesting. And they left it on, because it was radio. And radio is fantastic. I love radio.
Auf der Welle dieses New Yorker Senders produzierte Lawrence Wiener also in den 70er Jahren gemeinsam mit Kollegen live die Arbeit Need to Know und hatte damit großen Erfolg, selbst bei Taxifahrern. Hören Sie jetzt einen ausführlichen Ausschnitt aus dieser Arbeit, Need to Know.
Catered for continual usage. Recruited at the cause. Not quite done. Not quite done. Not quite done. It hasn't been done. It should not be done. It has not been done. It cannot be done. Virtual neglect. After having been re-escalated, suited to, placed for.
I really don't think so. I think even the Gothic novels have to respond to the changes in social conditions. I mean, but most women today do have some sort of job. Most women today have a job, and women aren't getting married at the age of 16 and losing their identities. I mean, most the average age for semi-educated women to get married is much older. So making the heroine be 28. Identifying yourself with the character has something to identify with. I mean, it's no longer. I think that there's a much wider market for that kind of fantasy. I mean, if I read those novels and I'm someone almost at the end, think about all.
He said, "Can't you see what I've become? How can you push me that way?" I looked at him. His neck, extending his head so that it was merely a mask and only empty. I said, I thought we had. He said, I don't want lovers. I don't want to be anybody's boyfriend. I don't want a girlfriend.
So what do you think?
Maybe we can go to the movies together.
Well, you're making love for them. So you have to feel something for them.
Suitable for.
Well, that's what
place.
It's like in
That's something very intimate.
Really,
yes?
Yes.
Three.
If there isn't a story. No, but that would be a very intimate gesture.
And it would mean nothing more than that. Kissing on the stomach would be no different than kissing on the thigh. And
there's less to talk about. Oh, I would never do that. I wouldn't be interested in that.
Not quite done. Not quite done.
In that situation.
Here, everything, everywhere was dark.
I don't know. I saw this strange movie yesterday, which had no characters I could identify with, and I identified with the landscape. It was all about landscape. It was all about horizontal
having been catered
lines, beyond your eyes. And
having been catered far afield, having been catered, scarcely taking time to bear itself in love or sleep, having been catered so that it might become an apple. Various manners with various things. The various manners of various things. Two. Four. The various manners. The various things. That's more like one right after the other. Or the old saw, or one potato, two potato, three potatoes, four.
Five potatoes, six potatoes, seven potato more.
Then you really believe that restraint, then, has a legitimate function?
Sure. The function of restraint is restraint, sort of like races are won, but not run.
You're missing the point. My problem is not one of morals, but I don't like the manner.
What manner?
See, I don't. A holiday is for bourgeois people, and I try not to consider myself bourgeois. And a vacation is for people who leisure.
A vacation from what?
From anything. Vacation is something more worldwide travel.
Yes.
Don't you think so? Like when somebody says I'm taking a holiday, it seems something like. You know, like going to New Jersey or something. But if you say, like, I'm taking a vacation, it seems much different. It seems much more, you know.
I thought we were going to take a cab. Do you think a pair of purple stockings brings about a different reaction than violet ones?
Only outside of a primary concern.
Probably.
Because other people always enabled me to travel, so I had to work for it in one way or the other.
The various manners of various things suited to,
listen for a moment,
placed for, catered for.
There seems to be not only a basic dichotomy between structure and form, but it seems to be the rationale for what is called visual art as opposed to music.
Do you think the red one or the green one goes better for dancing?
The red what?
Scarf.
An age-old supposition that all art aspires to the situation of music is false.
How do you know what all art aspires to?
One knows. Just like I know it's tacky to wear a scarf to dance in at all. It has to be looked after in any way. Do you know what a wool scarf smells like when it's all sweaty?
So you don't think I... You seem to be very relaxed, as a matter of fact. Is this the sun?
The sun affects me very much.
Does it make you very lazy?
Recruited to the cause.
Lazy in what terms?
Like... That you don't
having been made renounced,
so
put
that,
out of place
what
for
I,
use,
what I
swept
do is
on,
I come here in the morning,
heedless of
like 12 o'clock,
the time to bear itself in love or sleep,
just a very, something very light.
Out of sight, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, placed outside of an advanced state of initiation.
One would imagine that the turning point, or at least the awareness of a need to know, was the immediate response to watching, in the company of others, the riots in Chicago at the Democratic Convention. The reaction, if it can be called that, was to go there, Chicago, from here, New York, and therefore participate. The reading in the room was that the whole world is rotten, was being shouted. Before leaving here, New York, for there, Chicago, it became to the assembled, about to depart, quite obvious that what was being shouted was only the whole world is watching. Obviously, it was no go.
Do you think you can help put it in deep enough?
To some degree.
What is that supposed to mean? To what degree?
More or less. Sort of what else do you expect?
Deep, quite deep.
Not quite done.
Real deep down deep. Really sunk in.
Don't be stupid. It's all so relative.
To what?
To how deep is deep enough at the time. What do you want, a universal depth that all things sink to? What about using another source? What then?
When?
When deep is deep enough.
For what?
For going in.
Going into what?
I didn't say going into, I said going in.
Is that enough?
Okay.
So, she's fixing the painting?
No, actually, I think she's being romanced by the younger son.
And she's not doing anything with the painting?
Oh, no, no, no. She has to do the painting. That's her rationale for being there. I know, she likes it. She actually, in a funny way, I think, but it never says so, she really feels like she's being distracted from her real work by all the lavish sort of luxury around her. Because you have to understand that when she, the last few years with her father after her mother died, which was her father's helper, that they've led a fairly hard life. It was a very frugal life. I think it was probably a very real life, very close to the bone, to the senses. And here she is in this giant space with beautiful sheets and beautiful coverlets and lots of grounds to go out in and wonderful dinners. And
not quite done.
You know, extremely handsome men all around her.
Clothes.
So on some level, you know, all the things, it's a challenge to the values that she's always held, which is you know, work is good.
Which is hot.
And you never know what her fantasies
one,
were.
Made unsuitable.
But it's quite
two,
clear that...
Four. Two. Put out of place.
No, she acquires a terrible two, passion.
Listen for a moment.
Why?
There seems to be not only a basic dichotomy between structure and form, but it seems to be the rationale for what is called visual art as opposed to music.
Do you think the red one or the green one goes better for dancing?
The red what?
Scarf.
The age-old supposition that all art aspires to the situation of music is false.
Das war ein Ausschnitt aus der Arbeit Need to Know von Lawrence Wiener, die der Künstler Anfang der 70er Jahre live mit Kolleginnen und Kollegen für einen New Yorker Sender produziert hat. Zurzeit ist Lawrence Wiener in der Ausstellung Crossings, Kunst zum Hören und Sehen, in der Wiener Kunsthalle vertreten. Sie finden die heutige Ausgabe des Kunstradios in den nächsten zwei Wochen in voller Länge und mit zusätzlichen Informationen bei Kunstradio online. Die Adresse http://thing.at/orfkunstradio.